Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those classic D&B details that can completely change the mood of a tune, a Ragadub siren sequence for smoky warehouse vibes in Ableton Live 12. This is not just about making a weird wailing synth. We're going to make a siren that behaves like a real musical part. It'll be tuned, rhythmically locked, and shaped so it sits on top of a heavy drum and bass arrangement without trampling the sub or the kick. Think call and response. Think tension and release. Think rude energy with space to breathe. First, set your session up in context. Open a fresh Ableton Live 12 set and get your tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. If your track leans a little half-time or broken, you can sit closer to 170 to 174. The key thing here is to hear the siren against a drum loop or a basic kick snare pattern right away. Don't design it in isolation. In D&B, the groove is everything, and the siren has to earn its place. A good mindset is to imagine a stripped intro, maybe 8 bars long, where the siren enters after a little bit of space. That way, when it arrives, it feels like a cue, like a warning, like something is about to move. That's exactly the energy we want. Now let's build the source sound. You can use Wavetable or Operator, and both work great with stock devices. If you want a slightly more aggressive, modern edge, start with Wavetable. If you want a cleaner, more classic tone that feels a bit more hardware-like, Operator is perfect. For Wavetable, use a simple saw or square style Wavetable on oscillator 1. Keep oscillator 2 off or very low. Use just a little unison if any at all, maybe one or two voices. You want the sound focused, not wide and glossy. Then shape it with a low pass or band pass filter depending on how dark you want it. The envelope should be snappy, but not clicky. Think attack around 0 to 10 milliseconds, decay around 300 to 700 milliseconds, sustain somewhere in the middle and release fairly short. For operator, go with a sine or saw-based patch and add subtle FM if you want a more urgent vocal style wail. Keep it monophonic either way. A dub siren wants attitude, but it also wants control. Too much polish and it starts sounding like a generic EDM lead. We want smoky warehouse hardware energy. Next, make it monophonic and add glide or portamento. This is a huge part of the character. That slide between notes gives the siren its raga personality. If you want tighter movement, keep the glide around 40 to 120 milliseconds. If you want it to feel looser and more vocal, push it up to 150 to 250 milliseconds. Now write a very short MIDI phrase. And I really mean short. This is one of those sounds where less is more. Think in phrases, not notes. A dub siren works best when it behaves like a chant or an alarm call. Give it a beginning, a response, and an exit. A strong starting idea is a two-bar phrase with only 2 to 4 notes. Maybe one note lands just before a snare, then the next note answers higher up. Leave gaps. Leave room for the drums to speak. In D&B, silence can be heavier than constant motion. Also, use velocity as expression. Even if the notes are simple, vary how hard they hit. One note can feel like a warning, and the next can feel like the answer. That little difference makes the phrase breathe without adding clutter. Now tune the siren to the track. This matters a lot. If the bass line is sitting in a key like a minor, D minor, or F minor, make sure your siren has some relationship to that tonal center. It can sit on the root, the fifth, or the octave. The point is for it to sound intentional, not like a random FX layer that happened to get dragged in. A good register for the siren is somewhere above the bass fundamentals, often around C3 to C5, depending on the track. You want the sub and reese to stay down low and heavy, while the siren floats above them. If the siren starts fighting the bass line emotionally, simplify the bass phrase or shift the siren rhythm so it answers instead of competing. Now add auto filter after the instrument. This is where the siren starts to feel like it's moving through smoke and space. A low-pass 12 dB filter is a really solid starting point for a darker warehouse vibe. Keep the cutoff somewhere between 1.2 and 5 kHz and automate it over time. Add just a little resonance, maybe around 10 to 25%, and a touch of drive if you want more edge. A simple trick is to keep the first hit darker, open the filter slightly on the reply note, and then pull it back again before the drop. That kind of movement gives you tension without making the sound too bright or too busy. If your patch supports it, a subtle LFO can also add a little life. Keep it slow and gentle. The goal is motion, not wobble gimmicks. This is especially important in D&B, where the drums already provide a huge amount of rhythmic information. Now let's process the siren. A strong stock chain here would be saturator, echo, reverb, and EQ8. You can think of this as adding dirt, depth, and placement. Start with saturator. A small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, can give the siren some weight and urgency. Soft clip is useful if you want to keep things under control while still pushing it a bit. Then echo. Set the timing to something that works with the groove, like 1/8, dotted 1/8, or 1/4. Keep feedback modest, maybe 15 to 35%. Filter the delay so the lows are out of the way and the highs aren't too splashy. A little modulation can help it feel alive. Then reverb. You want space, but not wash over everything space. A decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds is a good range. High pass the reverb return, cut the lows, and trim some top end if needed. The siren should feel deep and wide, but the dry center should stay disciplined. Finally, EQ 8. High pass the siren somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz to keep it from stepping on the low end. If it gets harsh, dip a little around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. If the mix is dark and the siren is too shiny, roll off some highs. A really useful teacher tip here: keep the siren exciting even at low volume. If you turn your monitors down and it still feels emotionally strong, chances are you've got the balance right. That's a great test for dark DNB, because if it only sounds good when it's loud, it may be too bright or too crowded. Now program the sequence as a call and response with the drums. Don't think of it as a melody line. Think of it as conversation. A good two-bar pattern might be one short note before the snare, then a longer held note, then a higher response, then a tiny flick or slide at the end. That's enough. Pay attention to snare placement. Leave a hole for the backbeat. If the siren lands too close to the snare, it can flatten the drum impact. Shift notes earlier or later until the snare stays dominant. That little bit of space is what makes the drums hit harder. You can also use the siren as an arrangement tool. In the intro, let it appear with filter drums. In the pre-drop, open the filter, increase delay feedback, and let the reverb widen out. Then right on the drop, strip it back, mute it, or dry it out hard so the bass can take over with full force. That contrast is huge. At this stage, I highly recommend resampling. This is one of the best intermediate Ableton moves because it turns a programmed part into something you can shape like audio. Create a new audio track, route the siren into it, record the phrase, and then consolidate the best one or two bars. Once it's audio, you can trim the tails, reverse pieces, chop a fill, or automate gain more precisely. You might even make two versions, one dry and tight for the groove and one wetter, longer version for transitions. That gives you a lot more arrangement flexibility. Now let's talk mix balance. The siren should feel like it's floating above the groove, not taking over the whole track. Keep the bass and sub mostly mono. Use EQ to remove low end from the siren, and if the snare starts losing snap, carve a little around the 2 to 5 kHz zone. Check it in mono too. If the sound falls apart, simplify the stereo processing and let the width come from delay and reverb, not from the core tone. If you want a bit more movement without getting too obvious, you can lightly sidechain the siren or its wet return to the kick or snare. Just a touch is enough. You don't want huge pumping unless that's part of the style. The point is to keep the drums punchy and the ambience out of the way. For a darker warehouse vibe, automation is your best friend. Open the filter over 4 or 8 bars. Raise delay feedback before the transition. Increase reverb wetness in the breakdown. Nudge the saturator drive right before the drop. Then cut it back suddenly when the groove lands. That kind of automation creates real impact. Here's a pro move. Make the siren wider and wetter as the drop approaches. Then pull it away hard on the first downbeat. That contrast makes the drop feel heavier instantly. In darker DNB, restraint often hits harder than constant motion. If you want to go a little further, try layering. Make one clean mono siren for the core, then add a second, dirtier layer underneath with distortion or filtering, but keep it lower in the mix. Or duplicate the phrase and delay the copy by an eighth or quarter note so it feels like a shadow echo rather than a repeat. Just keep it subtle. You can also create a version with a slightly unresolved ending. That unfinished feeling is excellent before a drop or bass re-entry. It leaves the listener hanging just enough to make the payoff feel bigger. A really good practice exercise is to spend 15 minutes making a full mini version from scratch. Build the mono siren patch, write a two-bar phrase with only a few notes, add glide, then put auto filter, saturator, and echo after it. Tune it to your track, resample it, and make two versions, one dry and tight, one wet and long. Then place the dry one before the drop and the wetter one at the end of the breakdown. That alone will teach you a lot about how the sound functions in context. To wrap it up, remember the core ideas. Build the dub siren as a musical phrase, not just an effect. Keep it tuned, sparse, and monofocused enough to support the bass line instead of fighting it. Use stock Ableton devices like Waveedable or Operator, Autofilter, Saturator, Echo, Reverb, and EQ8 to shape tone and space. Let it speak in call and response with the drums and bass. And resample it when it starts working, because audio gives you much more control in arrangement. If you do it right, the siren becomes more than a sound. It becomes a character in the track, a warning call, a piece of tension, a smoky warehouse signature that makes the whole tune feel alive.